Purina Pro Plan, available at pet specialty retailers.
10 million people have been killed or injured by drunk driving or not wearing a seatbelt over the past 15 years. That's enough to wipe out most of Illinois. Fatalities are on the rise here at home. So is Illinois law enforcement, cracking down on drunk and unbuckled drivers. Because these statistics are people's lives. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
All About Business airs every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. That's when you can join host Elliot Gallion every week. He brings you the latest business news and in-depth interviews Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. It's All About Business on the Big 550 KTRS.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
Cash, cold, that's what I need.
Bring out the moldy oldies from the 80s and 90s today.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go, boys and girls. Welcome to the weekend, an extended weekend for many of you. It's Labor Day holiday weekend. How depressing summer is over.
Yeah. It's not over, Bill.
Well, let's hope not. Let's do a round of introductions, do a little trivia, and then we have some interesting stories to share with you. Running the control board as he is every afternoon, give it up one and all for Eon the Peon.
Thank you, Bill. Happy Friday, everyone.
Tina Dalpiez is not here today. She's taking the day off. I can't believe we've managed to do the whole show without her today.
She had some dental work done.
She had a little dental work done, took the day off, and we hope she's feeling better, and we'll be back here on Tuesday. And Dan Strauss in the house of the Strauser Mouse. Daniel?
Hi, Bill. It's a pleasure to be here. I have something I wanted to bring up, but I'll bring that up in a little while, about a benefit that we're involved with.
Dan actually addressed it quite nicely today. Did you notice that, P.M.?
Yeah.
A week from Sunday, I was teaching. I was a professor at Broadcast Center this morning.
Oh, your professor clothes.
Yeah, my professor clothes.
All right, there you go. Here are the numbers. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. And Dan will tell you what the prizes are. I don't think it's a lot.
No.
But, you know, it's better than we used to when we do trivia. You didn't win anything.
The prize is just plain.
That's right.
I mean, Beyond,
you nailed it. The prize is plain. That should be our slogan. The prize is plain.
Oh, not this week, Bill.
No, what do we have?
We have a Westport Car Wash gift certificate. A good for a $10 car wash. That's like their highest car wash. And Westport Car Wash has three locations. And one here on Page, down by Lindbergh. One in South County on Lemay Ferry. That's right next to a Quick Trip. And the other one is in West County.
Okay.
And then we also have, courtesy of Johnny Holzum and the Well Hungarians, we have a Well Hungarians t-shirt.
Well, there you go.
Very nice t-shirt.
That's a prize package. So there you go.
Well worth over $1 million.
That's a wrong show. 314.
They're playing tonight. I'll give them a plug. They're playing tonight at the River City Casino. Tonight and tomorrow night.
Okay, is he done?
I don't know.
Is he finished? Can I talk now? All right. 314-969-KTRS. Toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. We'll have two categories today. Candy and the other, fast food. So there you go. You pick one. Two answers right. You got to get two right to be our winner here this afternoon. All right, let's go to the phones. First up is Juan. Hello, Juan.
Hey, Bill.
How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
We're doing great. All right, pick a category. One, candy or fast food?
Fast food.
Fast food. You got it. What pizza restaurant featured Mikhail Gorbachev in the early 90s when fast food restaurant, it's a pizza restaurant, featured Mikhail Gorbachev in the early 1990s?
Domino's.
No. It was actually Pizza Hut.
Oh, the
had
other
him
one.
In television commercials. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm sorry. I hope you enjoyed playing.
Yeah, thank you.
Thrill for you, I'm sure. Thanks, Juan. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Here's Mike. Hi, Mike.
How you doing, Bill?
Mike, we're terrific. How you doing?
AM and the PM.
All right. Hallelujah. All right. Mike, fast food or candy?
What do you want? Candy.
Candy. All right. Curtis Candy staged a contest in 1923 to name its new candy bar. The winner was a Chicago man who named the candy bar what? 1923. Curtis Candy and a brand new candy bar. Candy bar you've heard of.
Mm. Curtis Candy.
Mm.
I don't think I've heard of that candy company.
No. Well, that's been bought out since, but that was the company. And they had a contest to name their new candy bar. What was it?
Hmm.
We are off at 6 o'clock, Mike.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't born at 23, but.
All right, we
throw a guess.
Throw out there. We got to move along.
Hershey's chocolate bar.
No. What do you guys think, Pian?
Payday.
Nope.
That'd be my guess.
Reese's.
No, Butterfinger.
Oh.
Wow. Butterfinger. All right. Mike, have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Thank you very much. And this is Tom. Hi, Tom.
Well, how you doing there?
Tom, we're doing good, man.
Man, it's good to hear you guys.
Thank you. Good to hear you as well. Pick a category. Candy or fast food?
I'll go with the fast food, please.
Fast food. All right. Morgan Spurlock made a popular documentary about eating McDonald's food on a regular basis. What was the name of that documentary? This is a pretty popular one.
Super Size Me?
That's it, yeah, Super Size Me. Right. Good job, yeah.
I think I should know that because I super sized myself a lot there.
Me too.
All right, you got one. All you need is one more. Pick. You want to stay with fast food? You want to try the candy one?
Let's switch it up and go with the candy, please.
Going to go with the candy. Okay. Let's try... How about this? This candy bar was named after a horse. This candy bar was named after a horse.
Hmm.
Now, is it like a candy bar that's still out there today?
Sure, yep.
After a horse. Mm-hmm. Let me think real quick. I know you're off at 6.
Yeah, thanks for... remembering.
Let me see, gosh, on the top of my head, at Mars?
No. No. Pian, wait a minute.
Nuts.
Whatchamacallit?
No.
Oh, Henry?
No. Snickers.
Oh.
Named after a horse. How about that, Tom?
You'll lose a few.
That is true. Tom, have a good weekend.
AM to PM. You guys have a nice weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, Tom. Oh, Henry after Henry Aaron? Is that it?
I think, that sounds familiar.
Here's Ed. Welcome, Ed. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. All right. Candy or fast food? What would you like?
Let's go fast food.
Fast food. In 1967, after 8 years of private ownership, the Pillsbury Company took ownership of this hamburger fast food place. What do you think?
Wendy's.
No. Pian?
Boy, I don't know, I'd just be guessing. Hardee's?
No. Burger King.
Burger King.
That one was tough. Oh, I'm sorry. That was a little difficult.
I'll say Burger King.
Nice job, Dan. Yeah, you know your fast food.
Yeah, yeah.
Ed, have a wonderful Labor Day weekend.
Thank you, too.
See you later. All right.
He called you two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Todd. How are you, Todd?
Well, great, Bill. How are you?
Doing good. All right. Candy? Fast food. What do you want?
Fast food.
Fast food. All right, since Pian brought up Hardee's, what is the name of the fast food place that bought Hardee's? You'd find these on the West Coast. They're the exact same thing. In the West Coast, they're called something completely different.
Oh, I know.
Well, what is it, Dan?
No lifelines on this game, unfortunately.
At Burger Shop, I don't know.
No.
Oh, Junior's?
Carl's Jr., that is correct. Yeah, and they had
Carl Jr.'s.
Carl Jr.'s.
Or as Dan said, Carl Jr.
Did I say Carl's Jr.'s?
Have a good weekend, man.
You too, thank you.
See you later. All right. Boy, I hate we're not getting anybody right here. This is Dan. How are you, Dan?
Good.
Fine. Nice. How are you?
Good. You know, you really should change your name so Dan can't do that bit every time when you call in. Pick a category. Would you like fast food or candy?
Let me go with candy.
Candy. You got it. According to Bloomberg, Bloomberg Magazine, Bloomberg, you know them. What is the best-selling candy in the United States, bringing in $673 million last year?
Mean candy, like what type of candy or a specific?
Give me a brand. Give me something you'd buy in a vending machine. $673 million last year.
Like Skittles?
No.
Man.
Dan, Dan, what do you think?
Reese's?
Not the other Dan. No, not Reese's.
M&M's?
M&M's, that is correct.
Oh, M&M's.
I was close.
All right.
Thanks. Yes,
thank you.
Close.
Thank
have
you,
a good weekend.
Dan. You too.
Same shape.
All right. Hi, George. How are you?
Real good.
Good. All right. Candy or fast food?
Fast food.
Fast food. Pete's Super Submarines was the original name of what sandwich place?
Pete's Super Submarines.
Mm-hmm. The original name of what sandwich place?
I'm going to take a stab in the dark and say Subway.
Good job. It was indeed Subway. All right. One more. Come on, George. Wrap it up for us here. What do you want? Candy or fast food? Fast food. All right. I'm going to give you a multiple choice one.
Sweet.
Multiple choice. White Castle. White Castle was founded in what year? 1921, 1925, 1932.
Wow. 1932.
No. 21.
Is that right? It was 1921.
Oh, George.
It says it on the bag.
That's right. Yeah.
I know they were only 10 cents back then.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, George.
AM in the PM.
Thank you, sir. See you later. Hallelujah. All right. We only got time for a couple more here, then we got to move along. Mike, how are you?
Fine. How are you, Bill?
Doing real well. All right. Candy or fast food? What would you like?
Well, first of all, I'm thinking you need a car wash and a T-shirt. These are too hard.
Bill does?
Yeah.
Too hard.
Oh. Well, I got them all right.
We can't just give away the stuff.
But, Mike, how much have you learned this afternoon? Honest to God.
I've learned a lot.
There you go. That's
it's a learning station.
That's the spirit.
Yes.
That's the spirit. All right. What category do you want?
Fast food.
Fast food. All right. I'll tell you what. Since you think they're so difficult, I'll give you multiple choice. All right? You ready, Mike?
Come on, Bill. You're caving.
Well, actually, it was multiple choice to begin with, so no, I'm
okay.
Not. All right, how many millions of Frosties does Wendy's sell each year?
Wow.
18 million, 22 million, 26 million.
22 million.
That is correct, 22 million Frosties. Yeah. All right, Mike, you want to stick with fast food or you want to do candy? What would you like?
Let's go fast food.
All right. In November of 1970, this fast food place was credited with developing the modern-day drive-through window.
Ooh. I think I know the answer to this one, too.
In November of 1970, this fast food place was credited with developing the modern-day drive-through window.
McDonald's?
Did you say Wendy's? That is correct. Nice job, Mike.
He didn't say Wendy's.
What? Yeah.
All the other contestants are not going to be
happy. Yeah, he didn't say Wendy's.
Wendy's. That is correct, Mike. Mike, if I were you, I'd say Wendy's again before I get hate mail.
bcleveland@gmail.com.
Yeah, no kidding.
Folks, I didn't authorize that.
Well, we're out of time anyway. Mike, hang on, okay?
Thanks.
And you're welcome. All right, there you
go. Thank you very much.
My God. Squeaky wheel? Is that what it is, Bill?
Yeah. Especially the guy that was complaining about your weapon.
Man, you really caved.
No. I'm sure he's a nice guy.
Did you say Wendy's?
That's right. Wendy's. There you go.
I thought it was going to be Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box was one of the early ones, but 1970. That's what they. That's one of their claims to fame. All right. Let's go through a few of these stories here. peon gave this to me earlier, and this is, now think about this. Every building, I assume we have them here, the exit signs.
Oh, sure. There's one down the hall there. Yeah, pretty much
every building has exit signs. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency came out with a study. They say that there are more than 100 million exit signs in use today in the United States. 100 million of those exit signs. In the United States, consuming between 30 and 35 billion kilowatt hours of electricity annually.
They're always on?
Always on. It costs $2 to $3 billion a year to keep each one of these to keep those on.
Wow,
that's a lot of waste. And yeah, you think they never shut off?
Yeah, and it's really
and it doesn't.
I mean, I guess in emergencies you need to know.
And it doesn't
fires
seem like,
and things like that.
It doesn't seem like they would take a lot of power to run them. But 100 million, yeah, you could see where that would certainly be the case. All right, now I'm gonna tell you the story. And those of you who are a little squeamish, you might want to men especially when I tell you the story, you might consider turning down the radio a little bit. I'm just so you've been warned. There's a 29-year-old guy, and he had been taking some sexual enhancement supplements. Now, I've never heard of the brand. Where did it go, the brand? I know it wasn't Viagra or one of these other ones, but...
Yeah, oh, man, there's like 200 different ones now.
29-year-old guy, so he had one of these. Now, to set this up, he said he purchased... Oh, here we go. Virilis Pro.
Oh.
That's one. That's a new one.
Whoa, Pro.
Virilis Pro. Yeah, if the Virilis isn't working for you, you got to up it to the Pro. Purchased it in the early morning hours at a Chevron gas station. So, you know, when I'm looking for
there.
My drugs, I head to the Chevron gas station.
There's not too many doctors available at 1 in the morning, I guess.
He was headed to the Scottish Inn so he could have sex with a woman. And she had been cheating on her husband. They were meeting up at the Scottish Inn. And this guy, as I mentioned, he's filing a lawsuit. Here's what happened. And here's where you might consider turning your radio down, just in case. During intercourse, and this is, here, let me give you the quote here. He had, and I quote, significant pain and observed a large quantity of blood squirting out of his penis onto the sheets, walls, and the mirror.
Oh, my goodness.
Huh.
Sprout a geyser.
In the mirror.
Yeah.
Well, on the sheets,
pretty strong,
wow. Walls, in the mirror.
Oh, man.
And the lawsuit filed August 27th in Harris County, Texas. Emergency room doctors had to deglove his Weezer in order to repair it, rendering him unable to have sex or have future children.
Wow.
The lawsuit says the drug is defective and unreasonably dangerous for use by consumers. One of the doctors that treated this guy tends to disagree. He says when you have that particular issue that this guy had, he said it was because of extra rough sexual activity and not so much because of the drug.
Hmm.
On the website for this enhancement drug, it says it's made with only natural ingredients to prevent harmful side effects. I would say the shooting of blood may be a harmful side effect.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm not a doctor.
That's not a good time.
No.
At the where were they?
Scottish Inn.
Scottish Inn.
Not a good time at the Scottish Inn.
Getting it done at the Scottish Inn.
And then room service. Maid. We need the maid in here.
Bro.
We need some
bring
new sheets.
Up.
New sheets and a new mirror. This kid in England, Christchurch, England. Family of a British 8-year-old boy found a chunk of whale vomit on the beach. And who hasn't gone? A lot of people look for seashells and things.
Sure.
This kid was searching out whale vomit, and he found it on the beach. The estimated value, more than $60,000.
Yeah, listen up, ladies, what the whale vomit is used for.
Yeah. It's he found out it could be worth between $16,000 and $63,000. They did some research and found out that's what it is worth. The boy's father said experts were working to determine the exact worth of the item. But the kid's really interested in nature, found it's quite rare. Now, wait a minute. You said, wait, where? It's worth, it's for what?
You don't have what the,
Oh, wait, here we go. Sorry. Prized for its ability to prolong the scent of perfume.
Yes. So whale vomit is whale vomit. Near perfume.
Wow.
There you go.
Enjoy. To prolong the scent.
Yeah.
Nice.
Can you imagine that? And why would you even pick that up?
What are you wearing?
I think it's petrified at that point. It's not...
$63,000.
Not just a pile of goo.
In Minneapolis, a Minneapolis preschooler, she's riding the bus. Which, by the way, did you have to ride? You ride the bus?
No,
you
never had.
Because you were in a private school.
Yeah.
I hated riding the bus.
I rode the
bus.
Did
you ride the bus?
Yes,
sir. Oh, yeah, that was the worst. And I was always afraid of not getting a seat. Like, people don't scoot over. You know, they do that thing where their book bag's on the seat.
Saved.
It's a little girl, 4-year-old girl. She's in preschool. She's riding the bus in Minneapolis. And they have, as you know, different stops, of course. And this particular little girl, her parents were expecting her to get off the bus at 2:44 in the afternoon at this particular corner. This was in Minneapolis. The kid never showed up. The bus driver had dropped the little girl off with some kids from a homeless shelter. Dropped the kid off at a homeless shelter.
Ooh.
Mom called asking where the kid was. They had no idea. They put her on hold, came back and said, oh, we dropped her at Mary's place, which is a homeless shelter on the north edge of downtown Minneapolis.
Mm-mm.
That would be kind of scary, I would think, for a little kid.
That's not good.
Mm. And, I don't have a lot of details on this story, but this is this made me think of McGraw-Millhaven, who works here. Because anytime you hear about a story about portable toilets, I immediately think of McGraw-Millhaven.
Oh,
yeah. Right or wrong. Police in Ohio said one man required medical treatment when a group of 7 people at a yacht club got into a knockdown brawl over a portable toilet. They were fighting for the portable toilet. All of them wound up with some sort of injuries. No other accounts of the incident have been released.
Anybody wet themselves since they were fighting over the thing?
Exactly.
That's crazy. Mm. Hey,
hang on a second. Do we have a weather bulletin, Peon? Okay, hang on, everybody. We have a weather bulletin we'll share with you here. Are we going to the newsroom?
Yes, we are.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's now go direct to the KTRS newsroom. Colin, what do you have, man?
Thanks a lot, Bill. We actually just got a tornado warning again. It looks like this one is for Lincoln, Missouri and St. Charles, Missouri, and it should expire. It just started, I guess, at about 5:30. They issued it, and it expires at 6:05 this evening. So that's a tornado warning for Lincoln, Missouri and St. Charles, Missouri.
All right.
There you go. Thanks a lot, sir.
Uh-huh. Have you noticed this last batch of tornado warnings? They're giving you like a half-hour window in there.
Yeah, but the storm is moving so
fast.
Interesting. It's rotating slow and then speeding up.
It's wild.
And the last one that we did, I guess it was in the 3 o'clock hour, one was like in Madison County, Illinois, and also in like St. Charles County. I mean, they weren't close to one another.
Yeah.
That's
an interesting storm.
All right, well, be careful out
there. Hey, before we go to a break, I wanted to mention that not this Sunday, but 1 week from this Sunday is our USO benefit. We're having a country. It's the Country Family Reunion 3, and it's at the House of Rock in Ronnie's Plaza, South Lindbergh, right there at Baptist Church Road.
Right across from the theater there.
Yeah, right across from Ronnie's Theater. It's a great family event, too. It's a non-smoking event, so you bring your kids and the whole family comes out. There's going to be 8 different bands. It starts at 2 in the afternoon. And, Bill, you might come out for a little while. And our band is going to be playing, Henry's Humans. We're going to be playing at 4 o'clock. Well, Hungarians will wrap the whole night up. They're going to start playing about 9 o'clock. But there's 8 different bands. Like Ricky Lee Tanner's going to be there. Eon the Peon, while we're playing, and the 4 o'clock hour will be a celebrity bartender. And
yes,
he's going
that's
to
correct.
And he's going to donate his tips to the USO. And there's going to be some military displays out there and things like that, and it's just a good time. Some Cajun food, some hot dogs, some hamburgers. There's all sorts of food and everything. It's $5 at the door to get in, and all that money goes to the USO of Missouri, which they're not funded at all by the federal government or anything.
Right.
They count on people's donations. They have the USO here at the airport, and then they also have a facility at Fort Leonard Wood. Fort Leonard Wood.
And that's a good cause. I mean, there's a lot of great charities, but there are also a lot of charities where you give your money, you don't really know where it's going.
Yeah.
This one you do, and a great cause, and yeah.
And we're going to have some raffles. We're going to have some giveaways, Cardinal tickets. We have some Champion Club seats to give away.
Hey.
Raffle off, and we're going to have Steven Jackson autographed football, some Ram stuff, some Blues stuff. We have autographed pucks and sticks and stuff from the Blues, and lots of other things. Some Werenberg's donated some movie tickets and some other stuff. It's just going to be a lot of fun and a lot of great music, and all the money goes to the USO. So it's a good time. So that's happening September the 9th. It's 1 week from this Sunday at the House of Rock in Ronnie's Plaza from 2 till 10.
All right. We'll see you out there. We have to break. Mike Evans will join us in a few moments on the Big 550 KTRS.
And we're going to head to the roads and see how this rain is affecting everything. I think it's a mess out there. Tim Weiland.
Well, you know, your story about the kid in the school bus kind of brought a tear to my eye and some bad memories.
Uh-oh. Did you get picked on the school bus?
Well, one time I did. In fact, we were just talking about this, my wife and I, the other night, because when I was a kid, I guess in first grade, and it's, you know, we went to school until almost the middle of June. And it was hot, so I wore shorts to school because some other kids were wearing shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody on the bus started going, Timmy's wearing shorts, Timmy's wearing shorts.
Oh, that's awful.
The whole bus is doing that while we're on the way to school. You talk about what to crawl in your gym bag and zip it up.
You're still carrying that to this day.
Wow.
Boy, that's so
funny. I find it funny now, but back then it wasn't so funny.
Well, traumatized.
The damn bullies, you know?
Do you want us to reenact it? Would that make you feel bad? Timmy's wearing shorts. There you go.
Thanks, guys. I can always count on you. If you're traveling on westbound 64, you are going to have stop-and-go traffic from the Science Center through McCausland. Look for it to be slow all the way from about Spady to the Boone Bridge. It's not solid, but it's pretty much on the way out there. A couple little pockets that are open. Now, if you're going on westbound 70, you are slow between 94 and T.R. Hughes. Southbound 270, not that bad. It's stop-and-go south of Highway 64 down through Doherty Ferry. Now, if you're downtown, you go across the Poplar Street Bridge. You're going to find it slow between the Poplar Street Bridge and 64 on eastbound 5570. And then on eastbound 270, you're slowing at McDonald's. Stop-and-go traffic from Lindbergh through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Cool down your day with a black cherry, mango, or strawberry smoothie from St. Louis Bread Company. Each fresh fruit smoothie is made with Stonyfield Farm low-fat organic vanilla yogurt and blended to order. Try one today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Over 1 million texts.
Over 1 million texts.
So far on the KTRS text line, there have been over 1 million texts. That's a heck of a lot of texts.
What does that mean?
Lots and lots and lots of people know that by texting NEWS to 84126, they can get the latest updates. By texting MIZZOU to 84126, they can get the latest Tiger updates. And by texting CARDS to 84126, they won't miss out on any Redbird-related news.
And, of course, you can text your questions and comments.
The KTRS text line.
Your connection to us and our connection to you.
On the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, guys. If you want to get bigger and stronger and get that way faster, everybody knows creatine works. Lifters know this, athletes know this, even scientists know this. So here's something you should know. Right now, you can get a free bottle of pure creatine just by calling 1-800-ATHLETE. That's right. Now you can power yourself up with pure creatine for free and start building more speed, more endurance, more strength, and start lifting more weight. So call now to make sure you receive your free bottle. Hundreds of studies and thousands of athletes have proven that creatine works to make you bigger and stronger faster. The results are guaranteed. And right now, you're guaranteed to get a free bottle of pure creatine. This offer won't last, so you must call now. So put the explosive power of creatine to work for you for free. To guarantee your free bottle of pure creatine, call now. 1-800-ATHLETE. Again, that's 1-800-ATHLETE. 1-800-ATHLETE.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-933-5259. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-933-5259. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-933-5259. That's 1-800-933-5259.
Are you over the age of 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your well-being, because Sensa is sending 30-day free trials to anyone looking to lose the maximum amount of weight. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be over the age of 25 and want to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-700-5085 now and request your free 30-day trial of Sensa. In a six-month clinical study, one of the largest ever conducted of its kind, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa. And now you can too. This weight loss breakthrough does not require added exercise or a change in your lifestyle, but act now. Due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one per household. Again, if you are over 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds, it is crucial that you write down this number for your free 30-day trial of Sensa. Call 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085.
The secret to losing weight isn't really a secret. It's not about starving yourself. It's about replacing bad foods
with something better.
Something delicious.
Something you can try free today.
Introducing Right Size Smoothies, the delicious way to put your eating habits on autopilot. And when your eating habits are on autopilot, your weight loss is on autopilot. And today, clinically tested Right Size Smoothies are yours to try free. Call 1-800-900-5724. These cutting-edge, hunger-smashing smoothies are clinically tested to help you lose weight over a pound a week as part of your diet plan. That's why we're offering anyone who calls today a free two-week trial of our powerful, clinically tested smoothies.
You can even get free shipping.
This is your chance to see real weight loss
and change your life.
Try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks, and we'll also send you our best-selling blender bottle absolutely free. Call 1-800-900-5724. Ask how you can even get free shipping. That's 1-800-900-5724.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area, residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
All right, headed now to Southern California, where we find our buddy Mike Evans, and he is brought to you every afternoon by the good folks at Thompson Price. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Homes. The website, as you know, is thompsonprice.com. thompsonprice.com. Thompson Price, proud to present this guy right here, Aloha Friday, to Mike Evans.
Here it is.
What's going on?
Oh, it's very good. Everything's going good. We start off wanting to send a shout out to my homeboy Pat. Won a little money from that boy for playing a little golf ball today for myself. We start with a pop quiz question. Here you go. Name the name of the artist that gets naked in the studio when she records sexy songs. Madonna?
God.
Lady Gaga?
No.
Or Rihanna? Yeah, really. Answer in just a minute. Love Nuggets, for the record, and despite stories to the contrary, the following couples are doing great. They're doing just fine. They're together. Britney Spears and Jason Trawick. Ryan Seacrest and Julianne Hough.
Yeah. Yes.
And Sofia Vergara and Nick Loeb. Yes. Mm. They are all together. They are all doing fine. Thank you very much. Hi, Ian. TV review. New Normal is about two gay guys who want a baby and their search for the perfect surrogate mother. The surrogate mom has a smarter-than-a-whipped 10-year-old daughter and an extremely obnoxious mother, and they all live together while they wait for the baby to be born. The pilot that they sent me was very funny. It starts next week on NBC. It's called New Normal at 3 stars.
Hmm.
Maybe one of these shows is one of your favorites, but starting coming up real soon next month, new starting dates for shows returning to television. Boardwalk Empire starts September 16th. Hawaii Five-O September 23rd. Dexter starts September 30th. So does Homeland and Revenge. One of my favorite shows also starts September 30th. That would be Amazing Race.
Yes.
They got some strange cast of characters on Amazing Race this year. They got Chippendale Dancers, former member of Megadeth, a double amputee.
Whoa.
Wow. Huh.
A lumberjack, a gay goat farming couple.
Oh, nice.
Married semi-truck drivers and twin sisters. It's going to be quite a year for the folks over at Amazing Race.
Yeah.
Six items, television items for you. ABC TV wants to do a series taken directly from the Twilight movie. I don't see how that will work. CBS is trying to buy a video of Prince Harry while he was in Las Vegas. I guess we know what that video will be like.
Yeah.
Let's see. Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Still screaming that she doesn't want Nicki Minaj.
No.
American Idol.
And I guess we talked about this earlier. The Randy Jackson is definitely just going to be a mentor and not a judge, right?
But I told you that a month ago.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
We had that almost a month ago. Absolutely.
That's smart.
And Jersey Shore canceled. You knew that. And the Marvel comic, The Shield, will be a TV series.
Hmm.
There you go.
Hmm.
Odds and ends spotted on the floor of the Republican National Convention, Kelsey Grammer, John Voight, and 18-year-old Angus T. Jones from Two and a Half Men. There you go, and there you be. And the pop quiz question, name the name of the recording artist that is nude when she records sexy songs because she thinks it makes her sound more sexy.
Hmm. Well, Tina's not here because she's...
So Madonna, Lady Gaga... Or Rihanna.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Lady Gaga.
I hope it's Rihanna.
I'll say Lady Gaga.
The answer is
please
Lady
don't.
Gaga. And it's a Friday. No work till Tuesday. We're gonna play today, Lord Friday. They said me legal like a maca, holy maca, hee ho lily yokalana and only on the okay.
There you go, everybody.
Yeah, Mike? It would be nice if it was Rihanna.
Yeah, either two.
No, I can't do. Well, at least it wasn't Madonna.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody wants to think
Skeletor.
Of that.
Skeletor.
Was Mike Evans. And brought to you by Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com. Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, home. All right. We'll take a quick break. We will come back and wrap things up in a few moments on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. We're going to check the highways again, and we go to Timmy's Wearing Shorts.
Damn bullies.
Timothy Weiland.
You should have never told us that.
Right? I know. Well, you know. Just
from here on out, buddy.
You can't share here.
Trying to add something, you know.
You mean on the bus.
Hey, Wade, this rain is really causing some problems. We've got a new accident now. Southbound 55 after Highway M that's got the left lane blocked. Look for slow traffic approaching Imperial, Maine. Another accident, it's on southbound 270 just before Highway 55, and it's slow back to Graboy. We have, looks like still slow traffic going past the airport on westbound 70, and then it's heavy again from Zumbel out through T.R. Hughes. And on westbound 64, still going to find it slow between the Science Center McCausland and from Ballas all the way out to the Boone Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Garmin. Hate traffic? Don't be a hater. Get a Garmin newbie with subscription-free HD digital traffic, and you can avoid it with updates as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with the Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Mizzou. Homecoming. And you.
Talk about the perfect game.
You and a friend could be there from the Big 550. To enter, all you have to do is become a fan of our Big 550 KTRS Facebook page.
And if you're already a Big 550 fan on our Facebook page,
you're automatically entered to win two tickets to see the Tigers take on the Kentucky Wildcats in Mizzou's 101st homecoming game on October 27th.
For more, go to KTRS.com.
The Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Fram filters can take a beating. At the Fram Proving Grounds, they get the pound test, where they're hit with 100 PSI of pressure every second for 30,000 seconds. This leads to tough, tested Fram filters, like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect three times better than average economy filters. Don't settle for a cheaper filter. Use Fram Extra Guard. Tested, proven, and pounded into shape at the Fram Proving Grounds. Fram. Don't fail your engine. See us hit our filters with more tests at Fram.com.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? Every listener who calls now will learn how to get a free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. You only pay shipping and handling. Call us now for details on this Lumitone free offer. Just call 1-800-814-3982. That's 1-800-814-3982. Call 1-800-814-3982.
Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction. And I want to tell you, Lane House Construction is now an official sponsor of the St. Louis Rams. Also, I want to invite you to come visit us at our new Lane House Construction Party Porch. The Party Porch is a great place for Ram fans to hang out before the game. Remember, Lane House Construction is your local team for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. And we're A-plus rated members of the BBB. So give us a call at 314-845-2166 or in St. Peter's at 636-7222. Or LaneHouseConstruction.com.
10 million people have been killed or injured by drunk driving or not wearing a seatbelt over the past 15 years. That's enough to wipe out most of Illinois. Fatalities are on the rise here at home. So is Illinois law enforcement, cracking down on drunk and unbuckled drivers, because these statistics are people's lives. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
Hello, you fool. I love you. Come on, join the joyride.
Roxette on the Big 550 KTRS.
I hit the road out of nowhere.
I'm not really sure how we were able to do the show today without Tina Dalpiez.
It was tough. Especially the pop quiz. No one really knew what order to go.
That's a little awkward. But we noticed you had no problem jumping in and going first.
I jumped in.
All right. Labor Day holiday weekend. Hope you have a wonderful weekend, whatever you have. And is it supposed to rain all weekend, or is it supposed to stop by Monday?
By Sunday, I think it's supposed to be just scattered.
Yeah, the Greek Fest is going on this weekend. They got that, but they've made plans for that to have a lot of stuff covered. So there's a lot of outdoor activities, a lot of outdoor things that are going on this weekend.
That's a bummer. A bummer when it rains for stuff like
that. Well, Chesterfield canceled their 4th of July fireworks.
As did most places.
And they redid it for this weekend. So now they're canceling again, and they're doing it. The rescheduling again.
Yeah, those things aren't cheap. Those fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, things are super expensive. Yeah, you gotta use those.
Yeah.
All right. Well, whatever you're doing this weekend, hope it's fun.
Hope you stay dry. We'll be here tomorrow night after the Mizzou game for trivia night. It'll be a little bit later than usual. Not too bad, though. It'll be on whenever the Mizzou game is completed. So hope you'll join us if you are out and about tomorrow night. Tune in. We'd love to have you. And that is it for the large morning show in the afternoon. And I have 10 seconds to kill. I don't know. What, you guys got anything? Anything to share?
10 no. Seconds? Have a good weekend, everybody.
Yeah, I got nothing.
You know, Tina would. This would have been Tina's. Could have saved it.
What?
Oh, man, there you go. All right. Have a good one, everybody. See you later.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You do get lost now here.
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dude.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
KTRS St. Louis. The Big 550 and KTRS.com. The talk of St. Louis.